Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. We got some comedic family royalty in here right now. I'm excited to have this man in studio. He's an actor and a comedian and a writer. You've seen him on New Girl, Happy Endings, How to Be Single. And this weekend, you're going to see him at Comedy Works South of the Landmark. I'd like to welcome Damon Wayans Jr. What's up, man?
What up, player?
Welcome to the Mile High City.
Man, thank you for having me.
What's been going on with you, man?
Not too much. I mean, actually a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm busy, dude.
Yeah.
So I just wrapped up this pilot for FX called Singularity.
Yeah.
Produced and directed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. Really funny movie. Show. Really funny show.
So is it a show or a movie? Because I was seeing some people say it was a show, then someone said it was a TV movie, and I was seeing both.
TV show. Okay. It's shot like a movie, though.
Okay.
But it's a TV show. I also am writing this cartoon for TBS right now called Junior, which is loosely based on my childhood.
Nice.
With one of the co-executive producers of Bob's Burger. You ever heard of Bob's Burger?
Yeah, I think so. I've heard of
one of the writers from there, he we're writing it together. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm working on my special right now. So I'm that's why I've been touring and getting ready to shoot my special for whoever.
Is this your first special?
It'll be my first special. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Feels good. Feels fun.
Well, that's cool that you're here. You know, a lot of people, a lot of comedians, especially those that have been like on the road for, you know, 20, 30 years, a lot of times when they're doing their special before they shoot it, they'll come to Denver because they like to perform here and test it out. Like, this is one of their last spots. So, not saying this is your last stop before you do a special, but this is a great market, at least from the comedians I talked to, that they love to come to Denver and try the stuff out.
I'm not going to lie. My first time doing stand-up was here last year. And it's one of the best experiences I've had comedically.
Oh, that was one of your first times, right?
Absolutely.
Here.
It was my first time.
Oh, very first time.
Works, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was great. And I was raving about it for like the rest of the year. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same.
The downfall of that is when you start at one of the best places and then you go around.
It's the truth. Because I did that last year. I started the year doing Denver. And people love to laugh here. Yeah, they're very open-minded. I think it's the weed.
Yeah, it could be.
No, I'm kidding. I think it's just
it might
just,
be. You never know.
People are just nice here. They're like, I don't know. They're ready to go on that ride with you.
Well, you know, Comedy Works has just been, you know, it's one of the most revered clubs from comedians. So I think that just over the last, you know, several decades, it's just been able to create
and
have a nice comedy crowd here so that, one, they know if they're bringing somebody that there must be funny, but two, the crowd themselves are used to being good comedy fans.
You need good crowds.
Yeah.
No matter how funny you are, you need good participants.
Well, we need some good comedy fans at Comedy Works South at Landmark this weekend. We have Damon Wayans Jr. So before you had done that first time, I mean, obviously you'd been doing TV for a while, movies. Like, what made you want to get on stage? What made you want to get a stand-up?
Well, I've been doing stand-up for a while now. Oh. I just haven't been, like, I don't have too much out there of my stand-up, but... Yeah. I started writing first, and then I started doing stand up. Then I started acting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it progressed, and then acting kind of took over my stand up career a little bit, and now I'm in a position to where I, you know, putting this first, and it's my baby, and I love it.
Yeah,
it's great. The instant gratification, you know, you also get to be on the pulse of what's funny, what's acceptable to talk about, because you know times change so fast.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, I mean,
certain words that you could say that I could say last year, I can't say this year.
Yeah,
which is insane.
Yeah,
but you know, there's always a great way to, you know,
it's quickly evolving and social media, and you know, back in the day, I mean, you could say something and only your crowd heard it. Now,
absolutely,
something you heard, it's across the country five minutes after you said it.
Yeah,
and you know, you talk about having to, you know, written. Acting, comedy. I mean, your entire family. I mean, everybody has been part of so many big, you know, groundbreaking shows, important shows, things that people remember. But everybody seems like, you know, everybody I've met from, you know, Marlon and Keenan Ivory, like, they are writers, they are producers, they are directors. It's not like they just do one single thing. And for you, you're keeping it going, like being a part, having your hand in so many different parts of, you know, work and industry and the music. You know, what made you want to get into it? I mean, obviously. You had your family that did it previously. What made you want to get in and start, you know, making this your career?
Honestly, The money? No, I'm kidding.
It was ironically enough, that's exactly what Marlon said he got in for, and it's the exact same answer.
No, I mean, I like, as far as the writing part and stuff like that, I love the control, you know? Yeah, yeah. Ultimately, that's what I want, is what my family had in the beginning. Because I came in as an actor for hire. Yeah. I ultimately want to be a guy who can create and be in his own movies and do the Seth Rogen, you know, Evan Goldberg type of stuff where I'm just, you know, the master of my own ship.
Yep.
You know, captain of my own ship, master of my own ship. You know what I meant.
Uh-huh.
That's my goal.
Yeah. And you know, when you were starting in, I mean, obviously, so many people had known the name of Wayans, and you know, not only having the name Wayans, but you have Damon Wayans Jr. Obviously,
such a
name. You know, it's funny. Earlier this month, they added Mo Money to Hulu, and so I was watching that, and I was like, that was 25 years ago, and then right after that, HBO had added Let's Be Cops, and I was watching that, and I totally forgot. I was like, oh, this is Damon Wayans Jr. And it's like, I bet 25 years from now, I'll be like, man, that was 25 years ago when that movie came out.
Yeah.
And to have that name on there when you were starting, I mean, was it like a benefit having that name, or do you feel like you have more to prove to like show that you're your own? And you know, did having the name Wayans affect one way or the other?
I mean, it always it affects both ways. As far as acting, it helped me get in the door.
Yeah,
but they were also harder on me because of it. Because they were like, you know, if the guy isn't talented, we're not hiring him. It was cool just to see like Damon's offspring.
Yeah.
Comedic stand-up wise, I went on stage my first year of comedy under a different name. Mm-hmm. It was Kyle Green, just so I could get my, you know, my bearings,
of course,
to, you know, on stage. It's a gift and a curse, and I embrace both. And you know, I'm happy that I have a family that I love that works so hard to pave this, you know, way for me, and I'm gonna utilize whatever, you know, everything they've done.
Yeah,
and so that's
one. Well, and that's what you're doing this weekend. Comedy Works South at Landmark. It's the last weekend of spring.
Yep.
So people need to wrap it up, get ready for summertime, get their laugh on this weekend at Comedy Works South at Landmark.
It's not spring yet? It's not summer yet?
No, we got a few more days, supposedly,
of
spring.
It's hot as balls out here.
Yeah, yeah. And our AC sometimes works and doesn't, so it might feel even hotter in the studio right now. But yeah, it's the last weekend of spring, so you got to get out and enjoy some great comedy down at Comedy Works South.
Yeah, man. Come down. It's going to be fun.
So you can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. Singularity, we got to look out for that.
Yep.
That's coming out here soon, this weekend on stage. Specials on the way. We'll see where that goes. And next time you stop by Denver, definitely stop by Comedy 103.1, man.
You're damn right.
All right. Damon Wayans Jr., Comedy Works South. Get those tickets right now at comedyworks.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.